Hello, my friends. Matt Hall here from the Network Marketing Mastery Podcast. I'm super excited to deliver you today in this episode the next training in this little mini course that I put together, sharing and documenting some of the most important and fundamental mindset shifts and skills that I've been able to develop to help me and my wife achieve the top rank in our network marketing company, build a team of hundreds of thousands of customers. And just last month, we had our record month where we earned over 100,000 US dollars in commissions for the first time. And we've been close before, but this was the first time that we got past that huge goal. And so as a way to celebrate that achievement, I put together this mini course sharing and documenting some of the most important lessons that I've learned in this journey. And what I want to ask as a huge favor to me, you guys know, those of you who have followed the podcast in the past, this podcast, I was consistent for a few years, stopped for about a year. And in that year, there was a shift with iTunes where literally the podcast got removed from iTunes. And so I lost all my reviews, all my subscriptions. And so if you get any value from this episode, I want to ask you for a massive, massive favor. Please go to iTunes. Please leave a review. We're starting from scratch. So let me know what you are going to implement from the episode, whatever you love the most. And obviously, you can also take a screenshot and share it with me on social media. Our Instagram is Matt_Shante. So with that, let's dig into the next training. I hope you love it. And here we go. All right. For this next training, I want to talk to you about the hot market approach. Now, one of your biggest goals when you first get started in network marketing is just to find, obviously, your first customers, and then to find your first partner, like your first runner, the first person who says, yes, I would like to build this business with you. And while you're doing it alone, it's cool, it's fun, you're helping people with the product. But as soon as you get that first teammate that's like, wow, I see the vision of what this is, man, it gets so fun to build this business, right? And obviously, you're going to be launching to have success. You're going to be launching a lot of people as business builders with you over the course of your profession. Now, one of the biggest goals that you should have when you're launching a new distributor is to get them a financial result within their first week. Okay. Within their first week, and I don't remember who, honestly, I wish I could give them credit. I don't recall who I learned this approach from, this technique. But it's one of the best techniques that within their first week, even before someone gets their own products, even before your own products arrive in your mailbox or on your doorstep, you can have a financial return in your business from this strategy. I have done this countless times with people who get 10, 15, 20, sometimes up to 30 customers in their first week from this simple script that I'm going to give you. Now, before I share with you the script, it's important for you to understand the concept, the context behind this approach. So the hot market approach, first of all, you have cold market, you have warm market, you have hot market. Cold market are people who do not know you, right? Your warm market are people who do know you. They're a personal acquaintance of yours in some way. Maybe you went to high school with them, maybe college with them, maybe they go to your church, whatever it may be. Now, your hot market is a different category. These are the people in your life that are the closest to you. They're the people that you trust the most. They're the people who, you know, if your car were to break down on the side of the highway, these are the people who you would feel comfortable calling and saying, look, I'm in a bind, help me out, right? And the key phrase there is help me out. These are people who want to help you. They want to see you win. And so usually I sit down with the newest distributor, okay? And I recommend you do the same, each person that signs up with me. And we make a little list of, I don't do a big massive names list, but I do create a hot market list where it's, hey, these are the people who love you the most. They're going to want to support you just because you're doing something new, right? Just like if you were starting your own restaurant, you would invite the people who love you most to come on the opening day of your restaurant, buy a dinner and experience your restaurant so that, you know, they can then talk about it, right? And so it's similar when you're launching your business with your network marketing company. There's no reason it should be any different. And so I'm going to share with you this script. What I love about it is it's super low pressure. Your hot market are people that sometimes, you know, you're a new distributor, they feel a slight hesitation to reach out to these people because they regard their opinion as higher because they're a closer you know, contact. And so they don't want to, you never want these people to feel like you're pressuring them or like you're bothering them or anything like that. And that's why this script works so good, is it's really low pressure, but it also invites them to be that customer that's in your restaurant on opening day, to use to go back to that analogy. So I'll go into the script and then we'll break down some of the pieces of it. Now, you make your list of your hot market, usually 10 to 30 people. Okay. And then you're going to send them this first text. Okay. And you can do this in WhatsApp, a normal text, Facebook, whatever it may be. Message number one is, hey, Uncle John, as an example, this is your nephew, Matt. I just started a new business. I could really use your help. It's simple, quick, and easy. Can you write me back to find out how? That's your first message, word for word. Don't change it. It's perfect the way it is. Send it out. You're going to send this message to your 15, 20, 20 closest friends and family and contacts. Okay. You're starting a new business. You're asking for their help. It's simple, quick, and easy, right? Then comes message number two. So almost always, because you have a good relationship with these people, almost always they'll be like, yeah, how can I help you? Okay. Then you send the second text. And again, this is low. This is really low pressure. You don't have to call these people. You're just sending them a message. So it's really good at getting the newest person moving, get their lips moving, right? In this case, it's their fingers moving, and getting people exposed. So you say, I just started a new business, not asking you to join it, right? Taking all the pressure off the table. But over the next 30 days, I need 15 to 20 trial customers who will buy my product one time, try it, and give me complete and honest feedback. I have an intro kit of blank product that's blank dollars. If you love it, I can help you get a discount in the future. If you don't, you never have to buy again. But either way, this will help me market my product and reach my goals. Can I count on you to be one of my first 15 to 20 customers? Okay. So again, you're inviting them to your grand opening. You're saying, look, Uncle John, I'm not inviting you to join this business. Right? So you're actually, you're posturing in a way where you're taking that off the table. Like, obviously he could come back and be like, well, why don't you want me to join the business? Like, tell me about the business and then you can teach him. But these are the people that you know, you're usually the most hesitant to reach out to, because their judgment, you're afraid of it, right? Fear of judgment. And so when you come with this approach, it makes it super low key, and you can choose whatever intro kit of your products you want to. It can be something that's $10. It could be something that's $100, $200, whatever you want. It could be $50. I like to find some kind of pricing that's around what a nice dinner would cost, right? I really love the analogy of thinking of this as you're starting a business, just like if you were starting a restaurant, and you want to invite them to come so that they can review your food. You're looking for reviews on your products that then you can take those reviews, right? And if they send you a text, you can follow up a couple of days after they get their product and you can say, hey, Uncle John, how's that weight loss product working for you? And he can be like, wow, I'm really feeling like it's starting to burn. Like I'm really starting to feel the difference. And I looked on the scale and I've lost a couple pounds this week, right? And then you can take a screenshot of that and be like, hey, Uncle John, is it okay if I use your testimonial for my marketing? And you can use that in your stories on Instagram or whatever. So the true reason for you to use this approach is to get some first sales for yourself, to get some testimonials of people using your product, and to have your family members support you so that they know what you're doing. Now, this is so much better than what a lot of people teach in like old school network marketing, where you're like inviting them to this secret meeting where they're going to learn about a business opportunity and everyone's dressed in suits. It's like, hey, come business casual, right? Like that's not alive anymore. It's not a part of this. Shouldn't be a part of this profession anymore. And so we're not trying to trick anybody. We're being totally transparent and just getting people to be trial customers. Okay. Now this works extremely well. So I sit down with my new customers or my new distributor as soon as they've purchased, even before their kit comes, they are sending these messages out to their first products. Now, sometimes it's after their kit comes, but it's as fast as possible, because I know, again, that if I get somebody a financial win in their first week, it doesn't have to be extraordinary, right? We're not talking about making 10 grand in your first month. It's, hey, let's make you $100, $200, $300 in your first week. That person, my friends, will not stop building for a long time. Like even if they maybe 90 days down the road, they'll be like, oh, this isn't really for me. But you've got 90 days of somebody who's on fire because they know that the model works. And if they bring in somebody to do the business that does the exact same thing, you just start creating this ripple effect of duplication from this simple system. And that's why this is in the tool set category. So simple things like this that you can do in your business will help you, you know, drastically change your results. And I want to share now, you know, looking forward in the position of a leader, when you're looking at phase three of your business, where you're really, you know, looking to earn $10,000 to $100,000 in a month. The reason this is so powerful is you're getting a lot of people to do a little bit of activity. Some people think that in this business, to have massive results, you have to bring in the rock stars. You have to like sign up these A players. You need to get the talent on board, like get an influence on your team. And honestly, that's one of the most counterproductive approaches that you can try to do, is to run after the lottery ticket, right? Our goal is to help a lot of people do a little bit to make a big impact in the world. That's what this model is all about. And so this hot market approach is the best way that I've found to get the brand new person. They don't need any knowledge about the products. They don't know, they don't need a lot of information, and you can get them moving in that first sit down planning session with them and get them a financial result. Now picture this: when they start to get texts back of people being their closest friends being like, yeah, I'll help you out. And then saying, yeah, how much does it cost? And they're like, yeah, it's $40 for this product, or it's $100 for this kit, right? Kind of customizing it for that person's needs and looking to serve them with your products. When they get that positive response and you're sitting with them, that positive reinforcement, it takes their belief level so high, so fast. So hot market approach, I definitely recommend you use this with all of your new distributors when they get started. It's one of the first things that I do with each person. So grab this system, grab this strategy, and duplicate it out through your team. It's going to help you have a lot of success. So hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you in the next video.